You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Friday, which means it is time for our Set Apart to Serve conversation. Today, we head to Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where we get to learn about church work programs there and how Concordia Theological Seminary supports the church at large. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University St. Paul. You can learn more about Concordia University St. Paul by visiting csp.org. Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. John Bruss. He's president of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Dr. Bruss, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Well, thank you very much for having us on today. We appreciate it.
We're looking forward to the conversation, learning more about Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Also joining us today, the Reverend Matt Wiefeld. He is Assistant Vice President of Admission at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Pastor Wiefeld, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate the time.
Folks probably recognize your voice, your regular guest on Sharper Iron, and come here on The Coffee Hour as well to be our guest from time to time. So we're looking forward to the chat today, learning more about what happens at Concordia Theological Seminary. So we'll start with you, Pastor Wiefeld. How long have you been at Concordia Theological Seminary?
Yeah, so I've been doing the admission stuff here at our seminary for going on 10 years. Actually, just crossed the 10-year mark a couple weeks ago. So it's hard to believe that I've been back in the fort and doing this admission stuff for 10 years.
What do you love about what you get to do every day at Concordia Theological Seminary?
Yeah, I love being able to talk to men and women about how the Lord can use their gifts and abilities to serve the church, to serve God's people, to preach the gospel, to serve in acts of mercy, and to see how best the Lord can use them.
Dr. Bruss, what about you? How long have you been at Concordia Theological Seminary?
Well, I'm a relative newbie compared to Matt. I've only been here since June of 2022, when I was called to be Associate Professor of Systematic Theology. And within a year, 2 years of arriving, I was called to be the 17th president of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne.
And what do you love about what you get to do every day?
My favorite thing above all is interacting with the students. It's what a treasure it is that these young men and young women are willing at this stage in kind of the history of the world to say, I am throwing my hat in the ring with Christ and the work that he has laid before the church. This is not an easy task. You compare the way things are in the church today compared to when I got done with seminary in the mid-90s, and the battle is an uphill battle, and we have young men and women willing, in the language of the scriptures, to gird their loins and really go after it. So I'm very proud of the students that we have here. I love spending time with them, talking about theology, talking about the shape of the church today, talking about the needs that they can spend their time trying to answer in their education on the campus. That's what really gets me up every single day.
Matt, tell us about the programs that are available at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne.
So Concordia Theological Seminary offers a handful of programs, focusing, since we're talking Set Apart to Serve, on our ministerial formation programs. We offer residential pastoral and residential deaconess programs, as well as some hybrid distance programs in both of those as well. Our residential pastoral programs are our anchor program of the Masters of Divinity, the 4 years, 3 years on campus, 1 year internship, and you get everything that you can get to make yourself a great generalist pastor for the church today, to be able to read the scriptures in their original languages, to focus your time and your attention on the primary sources, our Lutheran confessions, the church's history, the great pastoral theology texts, to be able to go out there and minister to the church, to where, regardless of what and where the Lord might ultimately place you. Our deaconess programs, our deaconess residential program also is a fantastic program. It offers, it's a 3 year long program, 2 years on campus, 1 year internship, and allows for women to be crafted in the area of acts of mercy, so that whatever skills and abilities they bring into our seminary, we can take those and help with God's word, our Lutheran confessions, our liturgical heritage, be able to inform and form her to send her out into the church to lead the congregation's acts of mercy as well. So it's a joy to be able to be in this task and to help folks find what the right fit for them just might be.
You mentioned that there are some residential on-campus programs as well as some hybrid programs. And I want to talk about campus life and what that looks like in just a moment. Before we do that, I want to talk about some of the hybrid programs. Tell us about what that hybrid formation looks like.
Absolutely. So we offer a specific ministry program that is a roughly four-year long program where students come to us for about a week a year. Otherwise, the rest of the program is done with their mentor in the congregation local. What we've heard from our students is that they really appreciate that week on campus with us, that they can be with their brothers who they see, on the Zoom, on the screen, but are actually able to be formed here, even residentially, and in conversation, in prayer life that our campus offers through our chapel, alongside of the faculty that they've been learning from at a distance, but now are able to actually be here. That 1 week on campus really is, they say, the most important week out of what they are doing throughout the rest of it. We also offer a distance deaconess program that brings the women on to campus 2 weeks for 2 2-week intensives throughout the year, and allows for them to also do their formation residentially where they might be out and about in the church. Many mothers, teachers, women who desire to serve the church and to figure out how they can take, again, their skills and abilities to be able to use that for the Lord and the areas of acts of mercy. These women, too, thoroughly appreciate the weeks that they're able to spend on campus, seeing their sisters face to face, being in person, again, being formed by our chapel life, being formed by the faculty that are able to engage with them then in a face-to-face mode. So both of those programs, while they might be distance, the students continue to say how important that in-person residential component of those programs are.
That is absolutely true. If I could just tack on to what Matt was saying, we do find all the time, so I was able to teach a couple of SMP cohorts, and the time that they most appreciated, the time that they loved the best, were those times when they could get onto the campus. And I've seen these classes come through again. They come through with great joy. It's a blast to see their friends. The worship in the chapel is truly inspiring. Do want to just point something out. As important as say the SMP program and the distance deaconess program are, only 16% of our students are taking coursework online. We really lean into the residential program on our seminary campus, and that is borne out in so many ways. We are together every day in chapel where we hear one another confessing Christ into the ears of each other. We have a really strong community in this place. The students are comrades in arms, if you will, and they intermingle with the faculty on a regular basis every single day. Our faculty live close by, so they're on campus from standard work days plus evening times. So there's an awful lot that gets generated here in the on-campus community, not least of which is the ongoing conversation over the two reasons why students come here. Number one is the theological content. And number two is how this applies to the lives of souls seeking the confidence that is given to us in Christ by his death, resurrection, and through his means of grace.
Yeah, Dr. Bress, tell us more about what campus life looks like for the students that are on campus, whether they are residential or whether they're coming during those weeks of intensive for the online courses.
Sure. Let me start with the ones who are actually residential. And when we say residential, we mean two things. On the one hand, we mean single students who actually live in CTSFW housing. That's one thing. And we also mean students who have moved here from out of state or even within the state of Indiana and live close by campus and are on campus on a regular basis. I just got out of chapel today, which is always one of the best times of the day. And I can't tell you how many little kids I see. And for whatever reason, I think it's because I'm bald and maybe smile and look a little bit like Santa Claus. But for the most part, the kids just really like to say hi to me. And for me, that's one of the great times of my day. But this is all over the campus. You see children and families here from start of the day till the end of the day. A couple times that they're here very frequently are in chapel, as well as for our Gemütlichkeit on Friday evenings. That's really a family event. And we've got a popcorn machine, and the kids love to make their own popcorn. And it's usually by the end of the night, it's all over the floor, but we love the mess. Meantime, the students who are on campus, we have a full service dining hall. So students eat with one another regularly. The off-campus students typically bring their lunch on campus. At lunchtime, the place is abuzz. It's probably the busiest time of the day. And what's so wonderful about that is hearing the conversations that started in classes at 8 in the morning. They've had 8 in the morning, 9, they've had 10 o'clock chapel, then an 11 o'clock class. And they're talking about the sermon they heard in chapel. They're comparing notes on what they heard in one class or another over the and growing together as future brothers in a ministerium, which is just absolutely critical for us these days. We need to be the Militia Christi, the army of Christ going into the world, a band of brothers facing the darkness of sin and death with the brilliance of the saving gospel of Christ together. For the students who come from off of campus, typically they in extra dormitory space for the time that they're here, whether it's 1 week or 2 weeks. They take advantage of the full dining options that we've got on campus. And it really, their presence really injects a certain amount of buzz here. There's a real excitement. It's very easy, I think, you take for granted what you always have, don't you? These guys don't always have it. And so when they have the opportunity to have it, and these women don't always have it, when they have the opportunity to have it, they embrace it. They take advantage of it. They engage with one another. They engage with our own students. And it injects a certain amount of vivacity into the life of the campus while they're here.
Pastor Wheatfeld, what do you love about campus life for students who are residential students or students who are in the hybrid program spending just, a couple of weeks on campus?
So what I love most about it, Dr. Bruss talked about this a little bit with the chapel life, but the chapel life really does form our community. They hear God's word together. We receive the gifts of forgiveness and life and salvation through word and sacrament. And that flows then just seamlessly from the font, from the cross, from the side of Christ, from the cross into the community to really shape who we are into a really cruciform, so that regardless of what is going on, whether we're in class, whether we're in time together, whether we're studying, whether we're going through good times, bad times, or lonely times, it is what holds our community together, that it doesn't rely on our fickle emotions, but that we are all in this together. It does really help transform the men and women that come to our institution, especially during those times in residence for our residential program. That's always for our hybrid programs. That's during their specific times. But it does transform them to allow for them to really look outside of themselves and to help prepare them for the task that's at hand, that they are going to be preachers of the gospel, that they are going to be leaders in acts of mercy, that they are going to go out into a church, many of whom are going to go to places that they do not know about yet, and be used in many and various ways by the Lord, but to do his work, to bring word and sacrament, to sit by the bedside of many loved ones as they are breathing their last breath, to be able to comfort and to support many and various individuals, to be there in the good times and the bad times, because they've already experienced that together as a band of brothers and sisters, in order to really show what that light of Christ is, first here as they are in person, and then as they go out into the communities that they're going to. And I love how our students really take hold of that, that they actually want to be together, that they actually desire to be together, so that while I'm not faculty, I'm only ordained staff, but they still see all of us in this work together. And it's very different as I work with college students. It's always fun being on our Concordia University System campuses, and you see it in glimmers while you're there, but it's just a different atmosphere because we are all moving towards the same goal. We're all moving towards the goal to serve Christ in our particular roles, but as specific church workers with specific tasks. And it's just an absolute joy to watch our students be transformed and formed into that.
I would, you know, if I can just add to what Matt is saying there, which was so good, I would say that one of the things that you learn when you get to a parish, and one of the things that you learn as you go through the Christian life, is that there are certain things that you believe, teach, and confess. And then whether you're, most of us are just brute Germans, so we don't get it. So the Lord has to teach us it by experience. And one of the things that is so wonderful is we know that our faith hangs from the word of Christ being proclaimed publicly. We know that it hangs from the font. We know that it hangs from the altar. And we know how we're built up intellectually. We know all this through the gathering of the saints. But our students, the reason this is so formative and transformative for them, the chapel program, is that they learn this by experience. It's no longer just an intellectual idea. It is now their lived reality. And this, I think, makes them very prepared to go into a situation where that may or may not be the case. If it is the case, to sustain it. If it's not the case, to create it.
We're talking with the Reverend Dr. John Bruss and the Reverend Matt Wheatfelt from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, for our Set Apart to Serve series. We need to take a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
Who am I? How has God gifted me? Where is God calling me to serve? Concordia University St. Paul helps students explore the answers to these questions. Through a Christ-centered Lutheran higher education, dedicated faculty, and engaging academic programs, CSP is here to walk alongside you in your educational journey. With more than 100 degree programs from undergraduate to graduate offered in person and online, CSP aims to prepare you for success however God calls you. Visit csp.edu to discover and engage your calling today.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with the Reverend Dr. John Bruss and the Reverend Matt Wheatfelt from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And both of you have done a wonderful job explaining the programs available at the seminary and just the vibrant life on campus that the students all get to experience, students and families all get to experience at the seminary. Let's talk about some of the other programs that happen that really help to reach out into the congregations of our church body. You have Christ Academy, Symposia. Tell us about those opportunities that the seminary is able to reach out and serve the congregations at large across the church body. Dr. Bruss?
Why don't I start with some of the adult programs that we've got? Not that the Christ Academy stuff is not for adults, but primarily, I'm just going to start kind of working through the academic year. We have Luther Hostel, which occurs in early November. And the Luther Hostel, I can remember my own grandparents went to Luther Hostels when I was a kid. And I always thought that it was going to be a bunch of old people with white hair and, you know, like those kind of stockings that old ladies wore and orthopedic shoes. Our Luther Hostel's nothing but. We have just a really wide mix of people who come all ages, and they get to have 3-4 days of really solid Lutheran theology. We trot our profs out in front of them to talk about something that really has our profs excited. And the best kind of teaching always occurs when the teacher is the most excited about the topic. We just got done with that recently. We also have what we call the Good Shepherd Institute. That's been going on for 26 years now. And the Good Shepherd Institute sort of deals with the arts, if you will, surrounding the worship of the church. And those arts can be plastic arts, in other words, sculpture, painting, other things like architecture, as well as the musical arts, which are self-explanatory. And that's a really robust program that number of people really enjoy. Come January, we have our annual symposia. We have two symposia. Symposium number one is on exegesis, and symposium number two is on the Lutheran confessions. That takes up the better part of a week, lasts from a Tuesday through a Friday. The exegetical symposium takes up the first part, and the dogmatic slash systematics slash confessions symposium takes up the second half. This year, in the confession symposium, we are working on baptism, and we've got a number of guest speakers from church bodies outside of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which is going to be, it's always enlightening to see how Lutheran theology brushes up against what people from different denominations believe, teach, and confess. And our exegetical symposium courses roughly around the concept of holiness in the scriptures. So we're looking forward to that toward the end of January. Then we have numerous opportunities, and these would be more for people who live close by, you know, within an hour, hour and a half of Fort Wayne. We have concerts and choral vespers and all sorts of opportunities where people can benefit from the unbelievable musical resources that the Lord has gathered at this institution. All of this stuff can be found on our website. If you were to Google CTSFW events, that would take you to the page where you can see the whole panoply of offerings. And I'm going to turn it over now to Matt, who knows way more about Christ Academy, which is another one of our really exciting programs.
Yeah, Christ Academy has been, we're starting our 27th year here at Concordia Theological Seminary, so it's a great joy to be in that task. Christ Academy's purpose is for vocational discernment for young people, middle-aged people, and parents, church workers, and the like, to help individuals ordinarily kind of on that younger age from confirmation through high school and college, to help them discern whether paths into ministry could be what the Lord may be calling them to. We offer four programs: a confirmation retreat twice a year in the fall and in the kind of late winter, early spring. Our anchor program, the high school program, which offers a boys program specific to young men considering service in the office of the Holy Ministry. That's ages from freshmen through seniors in high school, called our Timothy School. We offer a second program for young ladies, same age, towards the deaconess program, as well as towards understanding, biblical understanding of what womanhood is. That is our Phoebe School. And those programs, the last couple of years, have just maxed out to our capacity, to our absolute joy that more and more young men and women are interested in that program. In fact, the applications for that just opened up here at the beginning of the month, December 1st. So check those out if something like that sounds interesting to you. It's a joy to be able to just have young men and young women on our campus to be able to see what Concordia Theological Seminary offers, but also to meet young men and women who are possibly considering church work vocations as well. And then we offer a college program, actually was just at the end of October, for college students interested in seeing what are the next steps. Could I see myself here at Concordia Theological Seminary? But what are those next steps to actually getting here? And then lastly, we offer a family institute. We're offering that again this summer, which is a couple of days before our high school program. The goal for this is to bring pastors and youth focused church workers plus parents onto our campus to have those conversations about how do I talk to my kids, whether they be the kids in my home, the kids in my church, the kids in my youth group, about considering church work as a viable profession, career, and how do we walk alongside of them as they consider these things. So the Christ Academy offers a wide variety of different programs that are really geared towards youth vocational discernment. But we really do enjoy spending time together in community, being incorporated into the campus's rich liturgical life. And at the heart of it all is the scriptures and our Lutheran confessions.
In addition to all these things that we've mentioned, the residential programs for formation to become a pastor or serve as a deaconess, and the hybrid programs, the opportunities for high school students and for families, for all ages to come learn on campus and experience life at Concordia Theological Seminary. You also have some additional programs, degrees or programs for beyond church worker formation as well. You want to tell us about those, Dr. Bruss?
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk about those. So students who are really interested in what they've studied during their Masters of Divinity can stay on for an extra year and get what's known as a Sacrae Theologiae Magister degree, an STM, a Masters of Sacred Theology. That's an academic program. And oftentimes with our STM, it's possible to go on to graduate school for a PhD elsewhere. We also offer a PhD in theological studies that can focus either on the sort of the confession side of the aisle or on the exegetical side of the house. And that program is connected in some ways with the STM. So there's a little bit of course overlap early on, but then of course the PhD students stay on longer. And finally, we've got a PhD in missiology, and the PhD in missiology helps students think through the mission of God to bring the redemption in the blood of Christ to the world through the lens of the Lutheran confessions. And then we've also got a doctorate of ministry. And the DMin is what you would call a practical degree. There's coursework involved with that. Typically, that's done by and large in a hybrid fashion. A lot of it's done online. They do come as a cohort to the campus for some intensive courses. And the dissertation for the DMin is typically based upon a project within their congregation, within their circuit, within their district, maybe within the church body that emerges out of the things that they've been reading in class.
Matt, tell us about the first steps that someone can take if they're interested in applying or visiting or all of those good things.
Absolutely. So we offer a handful of different visitation styles and options for our students. I already talked a little bit about the Christ Academy College, but we offer three prayerfully considered visits that are admissions focused, one in the fall, one in the spring, and then one over the summer that's a little bit more family oriented, that you'd bring your whole family. They get a chance to experience the whole of Fort Wayne and the like. So visit, visit, visit. I stress that enough. Visit and see what this community has to offer. Within that same visitation kind of realm, we also do offer individualized visits too, that families, couples, individuals can come, and we can craft a schedule around your wants and your needs.
I would say that no matter which program you're considering, you ought to come to the campus.
Absolutely.
There's so much to be gained from that. You gain a sense of the culture. You gain a sense of the liturgical worship. You gain a sense of the ways in which the seminary can help form you into whatever you want to go into, whether it's deaconess or pastoral ministry, but coming to the campus is utterly critical. And that's true if you think you're aiming for a hybrid course, come to the campus.
What the campus visit also offers is the ability to see how we as an institution will be able to care for you and your family as well. Time and time again, we hear from prospective students who are visiting, whether they're considering one of our residential or distance programs, how it is really impactful to meet all of the different individuals who can care for them. And in fact, some of our hybrid distance folks have even made the switch over to a residential program because they've seen just the amount of support that our seminary has to offer. Lastly, in way of what are next steps, contact us. Give us a call, send us an email. You can reach us at admission@ctsfw.edu. You can go onto our website and fill out one of our referral forms, our lead form, so that we can begin the conversation with you to help navigate what the Lord might have for you, and not to do it in isolation, but to, as church, to do it together. Be in conversation with your pastor, be in conversation with your family and other trusted individuals who also know you well and would be able to help lead and guide you. But most of all, please do contact us. We'd love to start the conversation with you.
The Reverend Matt Wheatfeld, Assistant Vice President of Admission at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Andy. Always a joy to be with you both.
And the Reverend Dr. John Bruss, President of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thank you for being our guest.
Thank you. It's been an honor to be with you for the last half hour.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.